Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. And this is me, Kevin Treasure. And as you know, sometimes I like to teach, sometimes I like to preach. And this podcast is really about the power of words, helping people win with the power of their words. But it's coming up, I've been preaching a little sermon about the Holy Spirit, how there is a desperate need for the Holy Spirit in our churches, in our lives, in the body of believers, amen. We've got to give him free reign, amen. So the next three podcasts, the next three sessions really about the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, how he's needed, amen. The church was birthed with power. So I hope you enjoy what I'm about to preach, amen. So the next three sermons, the next three podcasts are really going to be about him, because we need him, amen. He's our comforter, the teacher, the paracletos, and a called alongside one, amen. He's our counselor, amen. So you can never think that you're on your own. You're never on your own. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He said he's going to send one just like him, amen. So he's given us the Holy Spirit. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory, and you are a habitation of God. So hold on to your seatbelts, amen. We're about to preach the gospel. I hope you are blessed.
Lord, amen. Giving thanks always, amen. So when you're filled up, you're going to be thankful. You're going to be singing. You're going to be rejoicing. You're going to speak his word. You're going to be speaking in psalms, sim, songs. And look at David's life. Look how many psalms he wrote. Look how many songs he wrote. He was a worshiper and a warrior, amen. But he never lost a battle. Let us get a revelation of the life of David. He never lost a battle, amen, except when his son rose up against him. But David never lost the battle. Why? Because he was a worshiper. Amen. When you start to worship God in spirit and in truth, no matter what battles you come, listen, battles will come, but you will never lose a battle. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I may be shooting ahead of myself, but I think I've given you the end before the beginning. But Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it said, when therefore they came together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou this time restore unto them the king again, the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father put in his own power. Verse 8, and we all know this. But you shall receive power. After that, he said, listen to me. You're not going to know. He said, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father have put in his own power. But he tells them, but you shall receive power. When after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and in Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth. What is the Holy Ghost for? It's to be a witness, amen. It's not to sit down in church and tell people, well, I speak in tongues, well, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. So what? Listen to me, if you're not doing nothing with it, what's the worth of having it? Let me say that again. If you are not doing nothing with the Holy Ghost, what's the worth of having the Holy Ghost? Listen to me. You're going to be a witness for him, Jesus said. And when you're a witness for him, you're going to start in Jerusalem. So start in your home and go through Samaria, go through your town, and then go to the utmost parts of the earth. You see, there's some preachers, teachers, evangelists, and men of God that they want to go to the ends of the earth, and they don't even tell their neighbor that they're saved. Their neighbor don't even know that they go to church. Listen to me, start where you are. He said you're going to start right here in Jerusalem, the most guilty city. And then you're going to start with Samaria. Now Samaria, they didn't talk to the Samaritans. They didn't have nothing to do with the Samaritans. But Jesus told them, you're going to start in Jerusalem, start in your hometown where you are. He's saying you're going to go to Jerusalem, start in Jerusalem, go to Samaria. So you're going to go by the byways, by the edges. You're going to go to people that wouldn't necessarily listen. You're going to go to the drug addicts. You're going to go to people. You're going to go to the prostitutes, go to the drug dealers, go to the knife man, the gunman, go to the bad man, go to people that listen to me, don't want to hear it. Go to people maybe calling you names, calling you hypocrite, calling you Bible basher, saying, oh, you see them Jesus people there, hypocrite, and calling you all kinds of names. But God is saying, go, and then you can go to the uttermost parts of the earth. Some people want to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. They want to skip 2 and 3, 1 and 2. God is saying, no, don't skip 1 and 2 and try to get to 3. Go to 1 and 2, and then you can get to 3. Amen. Listen, don't hate me. It's just a scripture. You're going to receive power. Listen to me. It's not just to make you speak in tongues. Amen. You're supposed to be a witness for Jesus. Jesus said, you are going to receive power, and that power is not for you to sit down in church and get goosebumps. That power is for you to tell someone about Jesus, to save someone's soul from the clutches of hell, amen, to drag them out of the fire of hell, amen, so they can be saved and set free and come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was come together, they were there in one place on one accord. This is why many moves, people are not seeing the move of God. Why? Because there's no unity. And God is saying the enemy is after the unity of the saints. He's after the singleness of heart. He's after the one accord. When the church gets on one accord, when people stop fighting against one another and talking about one another and gossiping about one another, we're going to see a move of God. Many times you don't see a move of God because people are there, but they're not really there. Their mind is elsewhere. Their mind is on their rice and peas that they left on the fire. Their mind is on this person, on that person, on what that person said, what this person done, and how am I going to make them the mortgage, and then what am I going to have for dinner tomorrow. And God is saying, no, be there. When they came together, they were in one place after 10 days. On the 10th day, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, then the Holy Ghost says, they're ready. God knows when you're ready. He said, these people are ready. And the Bible said, he came in like a mighty rushing wind. That tells you he was ready from long time. He was just waiting for the disciples and the men of God and the women of God to get on one accord. And when they were on one accord, the Bible says he came in like a mighty rushing wind. That means he was waiting to come upon them. And he said they came in like a mighty rushing wind, and he filled all the house where they were sitting. And the Bible says they appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. No one got left out. The men and the women, the boys and the girls, all 120 of them in the upper room, the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You see, on the first Pentecost, the Bible says that 3,000 souls died. Amen. The 3,000 souls died, but under the law, you see, the law, the knowledge of the law is sin. You see, law strengthens sin. So listen, we're not under law no more. The Bible says the law came by Moses, but grace and truth, John chapter 1, came by Jesus Christ. So when Jesus Christ introduced this Pentecost, amen, 3,000 souls were saved. They said that they started to speak all kind of manner. The Bible says, look how many people were there. The apostolates from all over the place. And I'm going to give you a list, and some of them I can't even pronounce, but I'm going to tell you, the Bible says, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how we hear every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes, Elamites, dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea, Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Pythagora, Pamphylia, Egypt, and in parts of Libya and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome and Jewish proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful works of God. So what is he saying? Listen to me. He started filling all these 120 people with the Holy Ghost, and they started speaking all these different languages. They started preaching the gospel in all these different languages, speaking the wonderful works of God. And some of them mocked, and some of them said, these men are full of new wine. But let me tell you something now, this is what the Holy Ghost will do. It will change a man from a coward to a champion, from one sea to another sea. It will take a man from the lower parts and bring him to the uttermost parts. Listen to me, Peter stood up, the one that denied Jesus, the one that gave up and said, let me go back to fishing, the one that always put his mouth in it, because sometimes that is the one that God will use for his glory. Oh my God, let me say it again. The Bible says that Peter stood up with the 11 and he said, listen to me, we're not drunk as you suppose that we're drunk, but listen to me, this is that, oh my God, this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. He said he's going to pour out his spirit upon his all flesh. He said, young men shall prophesy, old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall have visions. Listen to me, this is what you see here and now. And this one ran away from Jesus, cursed to swearing, to the point of swearing, denied him three times, preached the gospel, let them know whom you crucified is now made Lord. And the Bible said he preached the word, and with other words he said, beseeching them to turn from this untoward generation. The Bible says that their hearts were cut. And this is when you know a man's heart is cut, when they're looking to say, what shall we do to be saved? And my God, he said, repent. Amen. Don't forget repentance. Amen. We don't just come to God. We repent. That means we turn from going our way and we put our trust in his way. He said, repentance is a change of direction, a change of mind. Believe the gospel. because of promise. What promise? The promise of the Holy Ghost is unto you and to those that are far off, and to as many as the Lord, unto you, unto your children, and to as many as the far off, and to as many as the Lord will call. And the Bible says that day 3,000 souls came into the kingdom. Why? Because of the Holy Ghost. You want to see a move of God? Hunger for the Holy Ghost. Amen. You want souls to come in? Hunger for the Holy Ghost. You want boldness? If you was a coward, you were scared, you was timid, you want, listen to me, you want boldness? Pray for the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that they were preaching the gospel and they threatened them and they told them, don't preach this gospel anymore. Peter and John were arrested and they tell them, stop preaching in this name. They didn't want to hear that name. And the Bible says that they let go. They went to their own company. Acts chapter 4. And when they heard him, they lift up their voice to God with one accord and said, Acts 4, 24, kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever in their hand, and thy counsel determined before was to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hands to heal. Don't forget, healing is in the atonement, and that by signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken again, and they were all assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of boldness. You want boldness to preach in the face of adversity? And let me tell you something now, the world is getting darker, and adversity would get greater, and this is where we're going to need the boldness to only come from the Holy Spirit of God, so we can, listen to me, speak as we ought to speak, and not be afraid. The Bible says the place was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that the church needs, not fancy little programs that, listen to me, that tickle people's fancy. We need the Holy Ghost in these last days, church. As we fast, pray for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Pray for a fresh touch. Pray for a fresh encounter with the living God. The Bible says that persecution took place, and the Bible says that Philip, who was just a deacon, amen, he used to wait on tables. But let me tell you something now. He was filled with the Holy Ghost when they were looking for people. Yes, so to see to the Grecians and see to the widows. The Bible says, look ye at some men of good report. God is looking for some men and some women with a good report, not a bad report, filled with the Holy Ghost and wisdom, that we can attend to certain problems in the church, that we can give ourselves, amen, to the word of God and prayer. And the Bible says that they laid hands on Philip, they laid hands on Stephen, they laid hands on the eight. And let me tell you something now, the word of God increased. But when persecution came against the church, the Bible says Philip went down to Samaria. So you see the pattern. They started in Jerusalem and persecution started. So sometimes persecution is good, because God knows if persecution ever start, the gospel won't go out. So sometimes God will put some fire under our tail for us to move out into what God has called us to move out into. And the Bible says he went down to Samaria in Acts chapter 8 and he preached Christ. Amen. It's time for us to preach Christ, not preach some little, you know, some little motivational speaking. It's good to motivate, but let's motivate them in Jesus. Let's motivate them in the gospel. Let's motivate them in the word. And the Bible says he began to preach the gospel and he preached unto them Christ. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles. Let me tell you something now. If you preach Christ, listen to me, miracles must follow. Because these signs will follow them that believe. Amen. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak of new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. We shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's Mark chapter 16. And they went, and the Lord working with them, confirming the word. What is God going to confirm? He's going to confirm the word that you speak. So if you're speaking healing, healing must be confirmed. If you're preaching about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then there must be a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me, the Bible says, seeing the miracles that they did, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and the lame were healed, and there was great joy in the city. Listen to me, you cannot have the Holy Ghost and not experience the joy of the Lord. Amen. Because the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. The Bible says there was great joy in that city. Listen to me. When you go, and many of you, God is commissioning you this year to go. He's commissioning many at the sound of my voice to go. 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 He's been speaking to many. Go. 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 When you go, you're going to see the miracles. You're going to see the signs. You're going to see the wonders. As you lift up the name that is above every other name, Jesus is going to be glorified. Souls will be saved. People will be healed. People will be delivered. And people will be set free from demonic affliction as you go. And in that same chapter there, the Bible says, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard Mary had received the Holy Ghost, they sent for them Peter and John, amen, so that they might receive the Holy Ghost. You see where I'm going? When people receive Jesus, you must get them filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. They need an encounter with Jesus. Our young people need an encounter with Jesus. Our teenagers need an encounter with Jesus. Some of them so taken up with social media, TikTok, want to be influenced and want people to be seen, want likes and tweets and hearts and thumbs up and all kind of things. And Jesus is saying none of those things really matter. What you really need is the Holy Ghost. What you need is heaven's applause, not man's applause. Many people are looking for man to applaud them, but God is saying, let heaven applaud you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they prayed that they might be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's keep moving on. Acts chapter 9, the Bible says, listen to me, that poor Saul was consenting to his death. But let me tell you something now. God took a hold of him. And God is going to take hold of some people that have been fighting against the church. They've been speaking against the church. God is going to get hold of some people. And some people you never thought you'd get hold of. This is why you must pray for everyone. Even your enemies. Because who would have thought Saul would have got saved and do the work that God had called him to do. And when God struck him down and blinded him, let me tell you something now. He said, what will you have me to do? And the Bible says, go to a street called Straight. Many of us are going to get straightened out this year. God, listen to me. Wherever you are, say, God, straighten me out, God. Listen to me. I lift up my hands and I say, God, straighten me out. In the name of Jesus, said, go to a street called Straight. And listen to me. And he told you what's going to happen. And he was blind for 3 days. And he spoke to a man named Ananias. And he said, Ananias, he said, here I am, Lord. God is looking for some disciples with no names, no titles, but available to be used by God. It didn't say Ananias was a pastor. It didn't say he was a bishop, an apostle, or a prophet, or evangelist. It didn't say he was a deacon. It didn't say, listen to me, it was an upright standard, in good standing or type pay. He was just a disciple of Jesus Christ. And he said, here I am, Lord. He said, I want you to go to a street called Straight and go and lay your hands on a man called. He is praying. He told him what he's doing. And Ananias said, I've heard some things about this man. He has been wrecking the church. He said, go thy way. He is a chosen vessel that's going to bear my name. And I'm going to show him how much things he must suffer in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, and Ananias arose and he came to Saul. He said, brother Saul, read the scripture. He said, brother Saul. And he laid his hands on him. And the Bible says, they fell from his eyes like scales. This year, many of us are going to start to see again properly, including myself. We're going to start to see again like never before in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says scale fell from his eyes, and the Bible said he was filled with the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that we need. Why you think Paul was such a man of God, used by God so mightily? Because he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Why you think the disciples were so effective? Because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that we need, church. It's the Holy Ghost is the answer to the church's problems. Amen. Get the church back in praying for a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality of me, your host, Kevin Treasure. I can never end my broadcast without letting people know about the love of God in Christ Jesus and giving you an invitation to give your heart to the Lord. The Bible is true. His infallible word is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Christ came. He was born of a virgin. He done miracles, signs, and wonders. He died for our sins. No one took his life, but he gave it up freely for me and for you. He took what we deserved. Amen. But more importantly, he rose again triumphantly. Amen. And the Bible says, if anyone calls upon the the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. But you've got to repent. Repentance simply means a change of direction, a change from going your way and putting your trust in His way. So it's simple to be saved. You simply say, listen, Father, I repent. Forgive me of every sin. Wash away my sins. Come into my heart. I make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and teach me to do your will. Write my name, yes, in the Lamb's Book of Life and teach me to do your will. If you said that prayer, welcome into the family of God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Write me, email me, text me, get in contact with me. Let me know about this wonderful life you have in Christ. We do support. We do appreciate your support. If you can support the ministry in any way, financial, so I can get the gospel out, because my heartbeat is souls. My heartbeat is souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, I write books. I preach the gospel. I preach out in the streets, preach out in churches. But my heartbeat, God's heartbeat is souls. So if you're willing to partner with me, please give. Look at the details in the section. But please give. If you cannot give, at least pray. Amen. Prayer is free. So at least make a promise to pray for me. Pray that God will open doors of utterance, that I may boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in demonstration of miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed until we meet the next time. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.